This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I am Farai Chidea. The government in one of the world's youngest democracies collapsed yesterday when the prime minister of Nepal resigned. That ended the rule by former Maoist guerrillas who took power in elections last year after fighting a 10-year-long civil war against the Nepali monarchy. Protests from all sides have exploded in the capital city, Kathmandu, in recent days. And now we've got Samini Sengupta covering the story for our partner, The New York Times, where she's the South Asia bureau chief. Hi, Samini.
Hi, Farai.
So there's been this 10-year insurgency, but really, what is the key to this since they had a relatively peaceful transfer of power?
Nepal is a small country with epic drama. For 10 years, the Maoists waged war against what was the last Himalayan kingdom. 2 years ago, you had a historic ceasefire. Then last year you had elections with the Maoists getting the largest number of seats. They led a coalition government, and there was a lot of unfinished business, namely what's going to happen to the Maoist fighters. The Maoists wanted them to be integrated, all of them to be integrated into the army. The army resisted that. The Maoist prime minister, Prachanda Pushpa Kamal Dahal, he tried to sack the army chief. Others in the government resisted that, and yesterday he stepped down, plunging the country into a new phase of political uncertainty.
Now, Nepal's a small country, and it's between two giant powers, China and India. So what is the relationship of this country to those countries, and are those countries trying to influence the outcome?
That's a very good question. India has long considered itself a very close ally of Nepal. Nepalis, it must be said, often resent what they consider a disproportionate influence of India over its policies. India is very much vested in having a stable Nepal. It's got lots of unstable neighbors at the moment, including Pakistan and Sri Lanka, and so it really needs Nepal to work. At the same time, you can see China exercising greater and greater influence in Nepal, as it is exercising greater influence in many of India's neighbors. So you've got a bit of a tussle, but really this is a story of Nepal, and it's a story that Nepal's politicians will have to sort out in the coming days.
Just quickly, how are people faring there economically and in other ways besides governmentally and politically?
Nepal is a very poor country. It's long been dependent on aid and remittances of Nepali workers abroad. The latter is of course, under some considerable threat now, right now, as the global economy is in crisis. Nepal has been under 16-hour power cuts every day. There's a very serious problem of joblessness, of just general poverty. And now, with the Maoists threatening more street protests over this, there is continued instability expected there.
Well, Samini Sengupta, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Samini Sengupta is the South Asia Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.